Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Victor Okendo. In Israel, President Biden reaffirming full support for Israel after Hamas terrorists killed at least 1,400. The president marking the deadliest attacks on Jews since the Holocaust.
The world watched then. It knew. And the world did nothing. We will not stand by and do nothing again. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever.
The president pledged military and humanitarian aid for Israel, as well as additional emergency aid for Gaza. The death toll now topping 3,000 Palestinians. The president says the U.S. was outraged over yesterday's bombing at a hospital in Gaza.
Based on the information we've seen to date, it appears the result of an errant rocket fired by a terrorist group in Gaza.
The U.S. concerned of a broadening conflict with anti-Israel protests breaking out in the West Bank and in Lebanon. On Capitol Hill, it appears Republican Congressman Jim Jordan has lost a second round of voting to become House Speaker. This is ABC News. Actor Alec Baldwin could soon be facing new involuntary manslaughter charges in the 2021 on-set shooting death of Rust cinematographer Helena Hutchins. New Mexico prosecutors say they will bring the case before a grand jury next month. New Orleans police investigating a deadly house fire as a homicide.
Just before midnight, a woman called police and said that her children's father intended to burn down the family's home in New Orleans East. She wasn't there, but was on her way. Minutes later, security video from a house across the street showed flames shooting from a window, and then the silhouette of a person walking down the front steps, getting into a car, and driving away. Two boys, ages 3 and 8, and a 5-year-old girl all died in the house fire. Police are looking for the person seen in that doorbell video. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
United Airlines announcing a new boarding process for economy flyers. People with window seats will board first, followed by middle seats, then aisle seats. United says this will speed up the boarding process by 2 minutes. Victor Okendo, ABC News.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Allen. Republicans in the state Senate Tuesday rejected several of Governor Tony Evers' appointees to state posts. One of the appointees turned down by GOP senators was former state senator Joseph Sarnecki, who was nominated for a position on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue said in a statement Sarnecki was denied after he joined other Democrats on the commission and abstaining during a vote to nominate Megan Wolf for a second term as the commission's leader. Senate also turned down four of the governor's appointees to the state's Natural Resources Board, which sets policy for the Department of Natural Resources. Evers called the Senate's decisions insanity.
They're completely appropriate people to serve in those positions.
Some of the governor's appointees have been working in their positions before being confirmed for months or even years. Evers has already appointed replacements for the rejected nominations. Still no raises for UW system employees. A bipartisan legislative committee this week approved a 6% pay increase over 2 years for many state workers. Senator Melissa Agard said that some 36,000 UW employees were left out. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is standing firm until the UW agrees to cut positions related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Current and former officials of a Jefferson County company have been found guilty of safety violations in a deadly explosion.
The U.S. Department of Justice provided information on the convictions in the catastrophic May 2017 blast at Didion Milling in Cambria that killed 5 workers and injured others. Last month, a federal jury in Madison convicted Didion Vice President of Operations Derek Clark and former Didion Food Safety Superintendent Sean Messner of charges related to the blast. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right?
good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A former state Senate official was accused of engaging in non-consensual sexual contact at a national conference. An investigative report details allegations against Michael Queensland, who was barred from the Capitol and resigned as Senate chief clerk last month. An investigator hired by Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue found sufficient evidence to conclude Queensland engaged in the misconduct with a woman identified in the report as Jane Doe. The investigator concluded Queensland's insistence that the encounter was consensual wasn't credible. Queensland has denied the allegations. By a 4-3 vote, the Wisconsin Supreme Court decided to shorten the record retention period for eviction cases in which no money judgment is ordered from 20 years to 2 years. That decision will have those varieties of evictions disappear from a tenant's record on the state court website after 2 years. The rule change won't take effect until sometime next year or in 2025. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine, we're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment, or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. Wheelway, right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
It's a scary good time again at Jack's Corner Bar's Halloween party Saturday, October 21st. Starting at 8 p.m. with music by DJ Austin Walker, with costume contests with prizes awarded at 11 o'clock for the top three, including $100 for first place. Enjoy spooky drink specials and great food all night long at Jack's Corner Bar's Halloween party, happening Saturday night, October 21st, on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And party guests must be 21 to enter.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round, with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow, or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 56, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, lows around 45, overcast. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow, highs level off around 53, cloudy. mid-50s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 40s. Showers continue. Another look at the short range, high of 56 this afternoon. Lows level off around 45 tonight, high of 53 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 56.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, Kyle Schwarber hit two of Philadelphia's three solo homers off Merrill Kelly, and the Phillies pounded the Arizona Diamondbacks 10-0 for a 2-0 lead in the National League Championship Series. Trey Turner also connected as Philadelphia improved to 7-1 in the playoffs, moving closer to his second straight World Series appearance. Aaron Nola tossed three-hit ball and struck out 7 in 6 innings. Game 3 is Thursday at Chase Field. Elsewhere, Max Scherzer is getting back on the mound for the Texas Rangers with a chance to put them up 3-0 in the American League Championship Series against the Houston Astros. In the NHL last night, winners included Minnesota, Philadelphia, the New York Islanders, Buffalo, Los Angeles, Edmonton, Colorado, Carolina, and Vegas. This is SRN Sports. NBA news: an embattled former first-round pick is set to be released after being traded.
Kevin Porter Jr.'s time with the Houston Rockets is over after the team agreed Tuesday to trade him and a pair of second-round draft picks to the Oklahoma City Thunder, according to an AP source. Porter Jr. will be waived immediately by the Thunder once the trade gets league approval, per source. The 23-year-old former first-round pick was arrested after an alleged attack on his girlfriend, former WNBA player Kaiser Gondrus, in a New York City hotel room September 11th. The Rockets will also receive Victor Oladipo and Jeremiah Robinson-Earl as part of the trade. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
In NFL news, Aaron Rodgers acknowledges he's ahead of schedule with his recovery from surgery to repair his torn left Achilles tendon, but he's still not ready to put a timetable on when he'll be able to play again. This is SRN Sports.
The Phillies homered three times last night and routed Arizona 10-0 to grab a 2-0 lead in the National League Championship Series. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kyle Schwarber clubbed two solo homers, and Trey Turner added a third solo blast. Aaron Nola tossing 6 out of 7 innings for the win.
Once the postseason hits, that's out the window, right? Anything happens in the postseason. So I just want to keep trying to have good starts and putting the guys in the best chance to win and try to go deep in the ballgame.
Today's a travel day in the series. Game 3 of the ALCS tonight in Arlington. The Texas Rangers already own a 2-0 lead in that series with rival Houston. UW-Milwaukee picked to finish second and Green Bay dead last in a Horizon League preseason full of coaches, sports information directors, and media members. The Green Bay women are predicted to win the Horizon League Women's Basketball Championship, with Milwaukee picked to finish sixth. Bucks fell to Oklahoma City 124-101 in preseason action last night. Malik Beasley led the way with 20. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 18 points and 10 rebounds in the loss. Bucks close out preseason play Friday at home against Memphis. Redshirt freshman Braden Locke getting ready to make his first start at quarterback for the Badgers when they take on Illinois on Saturday. His first opportunity came in relief for Tanner Mordecai last week after Mordecai left the Iowa game with a broken hand. A different scenario this week for Locke.
There's definitely a little bit different level of pressure, but at the same time, level of comfort, because like you said, you have all week to prepare. You know the situation that you're going to be thrust into. You know what's going to be asked of you, where last week was kind of on the fly. But every single week, you want to prepare like you're the starter. You want to know what's going on, be involved in the game plan. You want to play the game from the sideline when you're out there.
Packers signed veteran running back James Robinson to their practice squad yesterday. He spent three seasons with the Jaguars after joining the team as an undrafted free agent in 2020. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Many business owners and entrepreneurs today are drowning in unsecured debt and just can't stop incurring more. Business Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program where you will receive support for doing business and living life without incurring new unsecured debt. Business Debtors Anonymous offers meetings every day where members support one another to help them stop incurring new unsecured debt. You're not alone. Visit helpfordebtors.org. That's helpfordebtors.org.
Let's take a look at some local sports results from yesterday. Congrats to the Butternut girls volleyball team. They win their first tournament game over LCO in Butternut last night, 25-9, 25-14, and 25-10. Leaders for the night were Kendra Pritzel in kills, Ivy Popowski, and Jersey Polinchek leading in assist. Jersey and Kendra also led in ace services. The Midgets now will host Luck on Thursday for their second regional contest. Other Division IV games, Mercer got a bye. They know that they will host Hurley now coming up on Thursday. Hurley knocked off Mellon. That game was played in Hurley last night. It was Luck over Birchwood. So Luck now will take on Butternut on Thursday. And Butternut, Luck defeating Birchwood to get to that contest tomorrow night. Drummond, they win at home, and they'll now get South Shore victorious over Northwood. So Drummond will host a contest tomorrow night up in Grandview. Siren, the 10 seed, they'll travel to Frederick. They're the 2 seed. Frederick winning over Bayfield by a forfeit. And Siren, the 10 seed, they went to Winter and beat Winter in that contest. It took 5 sets to do it, winning the last one 15-10. Prentice got a bye last night. They will host Owen Withy coming up on Thursday. Owen Withy, the 8 seed at home, winning last night. And Rib Lake, the 6 seed, they went at home. They now will travel to Turtle Lake coming up on Thursday for regional semis. In Division III, the Phillips Loggers, they get a home win over Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, 3-0. They now will travel to Grantsburg, 5 seed at the 4 seed tomorrow night. The winner of that will get the winner of St. Croix Falls, the 1 seed, as they will play host to Shell Lake, and they are the 8 seed. Shawamigan, 15 seed, traveled to Barron last night. Barron wins that one, 3-0, to advance on in Division III. In Division II, the Lakeland T-Birds, they win 3-0 last night. They hosted and topped Northland Pines, so Lakeland now the 7 seed. They will travel to take on Oconto Falls, and they are the 2 seed. Medford, they fell at home last night as they were playing host to Anago, and Anago wins that one in 5 sets, winning the last one 15-11. And other teams include Merrill and Wapaka advancing on, Mosinee advancing on, and Tomahawk. They hosted and beat Rhinelander last night 3-0 to advance. High school football playoffs come up on Friday night. The 8-man teams from our area, not a part of the playoffs because of enrollment issues. They cannot be in the 8-man playoffs, but they both will play games Friday night. Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team here in Park Falls will be hosting South Shore 7 o'clock Friday night on 103.1. And Phillips, they will be taking on Green Bay New Lutheran as a final home game Friday night right here at 98Q. That'll be in Phillips. As always, sports archives and much more, 98QCountry.com under the sports tab. And that's a check of your 98Q sports.
Right now, I'm driving to work, but that's not where I'm going. I'm going to more important things. I'm going to visit Papa. I'm going to go out with friends and to an anniversary dinner. And I look out at the big trucks and buses and people walking and think, we're all going somewhere. And we need to work together to share the road and get there safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid for by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Tritt.
To you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
I heard you moved out to South Carolina just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old Forerunner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, and where'd you go? Goodbye. Yeah, where'd you go? Goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man, put a rock on your finger, and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by. Money talks, but I ain't buying.
like you always said we would.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Tree.
soothing her and hard. Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part. We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that song dress. And the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
Connor Smith, Creek Will Rise. Luke Combs headlined a performance at the Scotland's Hydro Arena. This was Monday, the 16th, and he paid homage to his Scottish heritage by sporting a custom-crafted kilt. That's right, he got it custom-made. And, I mean, you just don't throw a kilt on. You got to get the right one. It looks pretty cool, too. I like the colors. I don't know if those are family colors or what. But, yeah, beautiful kilt, should I say skirt, that he wore on stage in Scotland to honor his Scottish heritage. I think that's kind of cool. We need to see him wear that back here in the States, right? That would be fun. Cole Swindell, Lainey Wilson, Jake Owen, Chris Jansen. We've got great country music for you right here.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country Weatherology Forecast. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 56, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, lows around 45, overcast. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow, highs level off around 53, cloudy. Mid-50s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 40s, showers continue. Another look at the short range, high of 56 this afternoon, lows level off around 45 tonight, high of 53 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 58.
Pump it in there, baby.
Here's another song from our starting lineup.
Just keep a trickling the ball down the field, boys.
98 Q Country.
Drum
girl.
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
A full moon shining bright. Edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood. My buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by, they hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Never gonna grow up. Slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. We were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me. Her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a little like a shooting star. So I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa, never gonna grow up. Whoa, never gonna slow down. Whoa, we were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle. We were doing it right. Whoa, we were coming alive. Whoa, yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, oh, never gonna grow up. Ha, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa, we were doing it right. Whoa, we were coming alive. Whoa, yeah, caught up in a southern summer. Barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night.
Oh, it's a barefoot blue jean night. On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Waiting on the radio again. I want what I want. But hey, don't we all?
Chris Jansen, All I Need Is You. So today is Wednesday. It's the 18th of October. We are already over halfway through October. Today is International Legging Day, or leggings, all right? It's International Necktie Day. Last time I saw a necktie was at a funeral about a half a year ago. Meatloaf Appreciation Day. Oh, man, I appreciate my wife's meatloaf. It's fantastic. National Chocolate Cupcake Day. Gotta appreciate that, right? And today is National Bra Day. That's right. It's Bra Day in the USA, it says right here. And I'm not going to say anything about it. John Party's coming up. Mitchell Tenpenny, Chase Rice, and more on your country station.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory, then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
The greatest station,
98Q Country.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Girl, playing with fire, they too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your. Then the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, love, love. But you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, love, love. But it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line?
other's numbers anymore. We don't make any plans Friday night. And I won't know you when you're turning 64. But nobody knew you better at 25.
Country.com.
We've been to both Carolinas, seen a big Montana sky, driven up and down the coast a few times, London, Paris, paradise, but ain't got much memory of the scenes. Come to think, I missed them all, and damn, babe, it's all your fault.
online at 98qcountry.com.
That was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You're like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. Chasing what's in our heart.